And you know what I'm going to get at, because I talk about this over and over again over the years, and this is the thing that I want. And I maybe if I do a little more thorough searching on the site, somebody will actually have it. But you know what's coming? It's the Byron Allen Show. That's right. The Byron Allen Show. I was the world's biggest Byron Allen Show fan. You know, of course, you know, all that went down during the late night wars. There was about a 6-week period there where, you know, everybody had their own talk show. After Letterman left NBC, and there was a big brouhaha about who was going to replace Johnny Carson, and all that stuff was happening. You know, and Alan Thicke got a show, and Chevy Chase got a show, and Dennis Miller had a show. They all had these run-of-the-mill talk shows, you know. And Byron Allen, the most talentless, soulless black man who ever existed, got his own show. And they tried to help him out. They actually hired some guys from the Groundlings. You know, that was the comedy troupe that that gave us Paul Rubens and Phil Hartman once upon a time. And some of the Groundling guys came in, and they were trying to write these sketches. Some of which were fair, as long as they didn't actually have Byron in them. But they were required to do the bit where they would put the mustache on Byron, and he would be some kind of comical character or something. And this is a guy who's doing a barely adequate job of being himself, you know. But he interviewed Little Richard, and this was the most jaw-droppingly awkward thing I'd ever seen on television, and my kingdom for a cassette. I didn't have one at the time, but I would love to know that somebody taped this thing. Or hell, just give me the... I love the Byron Allen Show, you know? Just give me the whole DVD season one, all 6 weeks of it, you know? Little Richard, of course, is insane, and Byron Allen treated the guy like he was completely afraid of him. So Little Richard would spout all this, you know, nonsense stuff. You know what I'm saying, Byron? Byron, you got to walk it when you're talking, and talk it when you walk it. You know what I'm saying, Byron? Woo! You know what I mean. And Byron would go, yeah, okay. We'll be right back. I don't know what to do with the insane, effeminate, kind of sort of black man that's in here. Is he my soul brother, or isn't he? Byron. Now, you know, Byron's got this, I assume it's still on. It was years ago, this show that runs at 3 in the morning, where all the celebrities on their press junket to promote their movies, they have to sit down with Byron Allen for 5 minutes and pretend that he's their big pal, you know? So, you know, there's Gwyneth Paltrow, and Byron Allen's there, you know. So, Gwyneth, what's going on, girl? When are we going to get together? Hi, Byron. It's nice to see you. It's a sad spectacle all around. But Byron Allen, God bless him, the talk show was just a tremendous... I'd never seen anything crash and burn like that. It was like the Hindenburg went down, and then tune in tomorrow night, and we'll have a whole new Zeppelin.